A new study finds that it'll take about $630 million for Baltimore County to fix overcrowding in its high schools. WYPR's John Lee reports that there are three proposals in the study that would address both crowded schools and building conditions.
The plans, which were released yesterday, differ on which schools would be replaced and renovated and how many students would be moved to relieve overcrowding. The study was done for the county by the SAGE Policy Group. SAGE Chairman Anibon Basu says the study looked for ways to relieve overcrowding and fix some crummy building conditions at the same time, killing two birds with one stone, if you will.
I don't like the notion of killing two birds with one stone because I don't like the notion of killing birds. But the point is that we tried to, with one investment, to the extent possible, or one prospective investment, address as many issues as possible.
It's estimated that in 10 years, the county will have a shortage of 1,700 seats in its high schools. Basu, whose morning economic report airs on WYPR, says a survey of stakeholders showed a strong dislike for redistricting to relieve overcrowding. So the proposals also call on the strategic placement of magnet programs in less crowded schools so students might go to those schools voluntarily. Basu says the survey is not a scientific sample. It was taken by people with a vested interest in education. Perhaps, not surprisingly, the results of the survey show they care more about schools than other budget issues or their tax bill.
And we want this county and the state to invest in our schools, even if that means ultimately we have to pay more in taxes.
Two of the three proposals call for building new high schools for Delaney, Towson, and Lansdowne. The two candidates running for county executive, Democrat Johnny Yoshefsky and Republican Al Redmer, have both promised to build those three schools. So far, they have not clearly stated how they would pay for that. Baltimore County Councilman Tom Quirk says the only way the county can afford to build the three schools is either with significant spending cuts elsewhere or tax increases.
We need to have, fiscally get real here. It's tough decisions, grown-up decisions going to have to be made.
Quirk, who is the chairman of the council's Spending and Affordability Committee, says the governor would need to step up as well and provide state money. Basu is holding three public meetings on the study. The first was last night. He'll present the final report to the school board in the fall and promises it will be data-driven with a lot of feedback from the public. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
You can find a link to the study on our website, wypr.org.